Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in. I think I have something that just shows you how unscientific and nonsensical and uncaring about business and about getting back to normal Wolfman Hack and Rachel Levine are. Something they did associated with this whole pandemic that's recent, that plays into stuff like Thursday Night Football and sports and all of it. Get to that in a moment. But Jane Toll was with us. I met Jane. They did a great event out in Valley Forge Park when we had that government shutdown. The group Citizens for Liberty, they're having a Back the Blue and Our President rally. Back the Blue and Our President 2, T-O-O, rally coming up. And I encourage these things. All you have to do is let me know. We'll tell people there's a hunger for this, particularly around the issue of the police. And the police welcome this. When they see you at these events, they see people doing it, of course, in the hometown where it's happening. They're thrilled. But in general, they need this. I mean, look at what the Philadelphia police are facing due to this progressive mayor and Larry Krasner and the media in town and these activists with the homeless. Look at what they're up against, the weapons, the stuff I told you. They're scared to death. Fentanyl, needles all over the place there, over on the parkway. And they have to be the ones sent in to try to get these people out after all these stupid deadlines, etc. How would you like that job? With all the world watching, the scrutiny. Let's re-roll that. Let's see it in slow motion, what the cop is doing. This level of support engages you. People see it. They know in their hearts they back the police. They feel emboldened more. And they certainly feel energized to vote for the person who is backing the police against the person who cannot and will not back the police. Jane Toll joins us here to lay it all out on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom. Hey, Jane, good morning.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for having me. And
well,
by
thanks,
the way, my
thanks
favorite
for the work
photograph
you...
is the kiss.
Ah, yes. That's the
I
one
love
that's...
the kiss.
I know. That's the one that Sarasota is taking away. I wish we could bid on the statue and bring it here.
I know. It's so inspiring and innocent and fun.
Absolutely.
But they're doing away with everything, Dom. And that's why Citizens for Liberty is coming back with a vengeance this Saturday, September 12th, right in front of the largest mall in America at the third busiest intersection in Montgomery County and King of Prussia, Route 202 and Mall Boulevard. And we're hoping for at least a couple hundred people. This is a rally on Saturday that's going all across America in different towns. And Citizens for Liberty believes everything starts local. So I'm encouraging everybody to be there. It's going to be between 1 and 2:30. Again, it's in front of the largest mall in America. Where better a place? Route 202 Mall Boulevard, 1 until 2:30 this Saturday. And if you know Citizens for Liberty, we're going to have a lot of surprises. We're going to have music. We're going to have U.S. congressional candidate join us, Kathy Barnett from Fox and Friends at 1:45. She's running in the 4th District against Madeline Dean. And we're giving away a free limited supply of a local published author's books, Big Government, Love, and Your Health. And Citizens for Liberty is offering a huge supply of police and first responder wristbands and bumper stickers. So we're going all out like we usually do, and it's going to be a fun time. And Upper Marion Township Police is looking forward to this. And we have to show support, like you said, Dom. We have to band together for the president and for our police, as well as all of our first responders, and just show them, hey, we're here for you guys.
Absolutely. Hey, while you're there, you know, since I don't get over to the King of Prussia Mall, I'm just wondering, mm-hmm. how many stores have Black Lives Matter signs maybe there? And I wonder how many have Back the Blue signs they would put in the window. You would think that would be the least they could do, because Upper Marion has a very good police department. When we started to have the riots in Philadelphia, I remember, I think it was on a Sunday night, they rushed in there and protected that mall as people started to come out there to cause trouble. So you you chose a tremendous spot right there, Mall Boulevard in 202, and then people can do their shopping afterward. But I know what you guys put on. This isn't just a rally. It's a spectacular. I remember the one to open up the park over in Valley Forge State Park.
Nothing will top that, let me tell you.
Oh, God. Well, particularly
people won't top that. Nothing will. We had over 1,000 people five different states come.
Yeah, and I remember people walking barefoot in order to simulate what they faced. And I think it was in October what the military faced in Valley Forge. It was quite a
spectacle.
Yeah, well,
honoring the revolutionary soldiers. A lot of people did walk barefoot from across the Washington, from the Washington Memorial Chapel to the Visitor Center. And it was just, it made national and international news.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you great luck on this again. I hope we have at least several hundred people out, Jane, and don't forget about it on Monday.
I hope so, too. We need this. We need it desperately, Dom.
On Monday, let us know the details. Be thinking about us.
I will.
We'll be thinking about you. Okay, Jane. Good luck with this.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jane.
Alrighty. Thank you for having me.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.